Side hustles are increasingly common in the American labor force. 48% of millennials and 28% of baby boomers earn money from a side job, according to a survey by Bankrate. They're popular with Hawaii's local leaders, too. In 2019, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell disclosed he received at least $150,000 in cash and stock options for serving on the board of Territorial Savings Bank. But side jobs like that may soon be a thing of the past. Both the State House and Senate passed versions of a bill that would prohibit the governor and county mayors from maintaining outside employment or a controlling stake in a business. Honolulu Senator Carl Rhodes says he supported the measures because of allegations that President Donald Trump has used his office to benefit his businesses financially.
At the state level, it's not really all that different. In fact, right now, there's no prohibition against a mayor or a governor or any of us from working a second job. But I think for a job that pays better, like the governor and the mayors do, that it's a really good idea to have them just have one loyalty to their job.
The proposal does not cover county councils or the state legislature. It also doesn't include the lieutenant governor. Josh Green declared at least $275,000 in his most recent disclosure for work as a practicing emergency room doctor and medical consultant. Governor David Ige's only source of extra income was from renting his personal home while residing in Washington Place, a practice that would still be allowed. The House and the Senate disagreed on the exact language of the bill, meaning we likely won't know its fate until the end of the session in May. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.